We also have, ladies and gentlemen, the man who is cool under hot circumstances and hot under cool circumstances. A man for all plans, Pat Pagano.
Sounds to me like you were stretching.
No. I was just on a roll, my own little mind. I was gonna go longer, but then I figured I'd better stop while I'm ahead. So anyway.
Yes.
So a nice trip into the city yesterday with crazy drivers. Have you ever noticed the craziest drivers, the worst drivers, either drive expensive luxury cars that are they think are sporty, or they drive these pieces of crap that they've got these loud mufflers on that they think it's a sports car. Have you ever noticed?
Yes.
It's just amazing. And it's amazing that they live. But anyway, it was a nice trip in, and I had a nice little walk. It was a little brisk, but not that bad. So we got more rain on the way coming?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Well, I hope not. I've got a picture I've got to take to the first selectman of our town. Ever since they repaved the road and put a new drain in, I had a bluestone walk out to where my cars are.
Right.
So much rain has come down the hill and bypassed that thing that they put ahead of it. It's coming to I have literally, out of 8 bluestone steps, I have 2 left. All the other ones are covered up with at least 3 to 4 inches of sand. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking about it. So now I took pictures of it, and I'm going to take it to the first selectman. If we get more rain, there's going to be more sand.
Well, we're not going to get any today.
That's good.
And it'll wind up to be a mostly sunny day, 65 to 70. Then it will cloud up tonight, low 40s. You'll have a chance of some showers tomorrow. No big deal. 60 to 65. But then Friday, showers will get more widespread. So will the wind, 70 to 75. Windy with rain and showers Saturday, 70. I'm pretty confident that along the coast, the wind could gust in excess of 50 miles an hour on Saturday. And here, we could be gusting over 40 miles an hour on Saturday. And the wind will be coming out of the south. Then your Easter Sunday, we'll have varying amounts of clouds. It'll be breezy. Highs, for the most part, will be in the 50s. And there will still be some showers around on Easter Sunday. Now,
what will be like in between 6:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning on Easter morning, because there's outdoor services that are always planned.
Right. It will be cloudy, and there will be showers around.
I remember several years ago it was like 5 degrees on one Easter Sunday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I forget what it was. It was just bitter cold. But now, how much rain are we going to get on the Friday-Saturday thing?
Friday into Saturday, we could get an inch to maybe an inch and a half. Yeah, that's
it. There won't be any stones left.
No.
It'll be just town road dirt right up to my steps.
That's really a shame. That really is. But, you know, what could I say? I do think that the spring will eventually be going drier.
Well, at least we're not having any spring snowstorms.
Right. We don't see that in the cards. Not in the cards. But I'm going to jump to Notre Dame. Food for thought. In February, I saw a report on the news, or maybe March, that said that there have been at least 10 fires, church fires, set in France. And they were looking for a possibility of who was doing this. Because they said to have these fires, these 10 church fires, it wouldn't be, for no other reason, a coincidence. Okay, so with that in mind, and now this, why isn't anybody connecting the dots here? Why isn't anybody? I mean, I heard because it was under construction, the scaffolding and stuff like that, that could have caused a fire? Why would that cause a fire?
No, because there were workmen who were working in the attic, and they left tools up there. And if they had tools that were powered by electricity, let's say they left them plugged in, and let's just say one of those wire just shorted. It happens occasionally. It happens occasionally because the fire started up where they were working. That's why they're saying that. The fire did not start anyplace else. It started where the workmen were that day.
And for 23 minutes, the fire department couldn't find the fire.
Look where they were trying to find it from. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at can you imagine that was constructed like in 1100?
And mainly of what? Tree wood.
It's amazing. And now they're saying there's probably almost close to $900 million in donations that have been pledged.
That's correct.
Now, what people don't understand is they were trying to fix up this church for a long time, and they weren't weren't getting the donations they needed. That's why the construction. You know how long they say it's going to take to do this even in today's modern age.
Five years.
They said maybe 5 to 10 years. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's not waiting for construction. That's when construction begins. 5 to 10 years to totally bring it back.
Well, the other thing is are they going to investigate this?
They're going to investigate. They're going to give every charred piece of wood. They're investigating it.
Okay.
But it did start where the workmen were. That's all. But how about this? Talk about overlooking. Everybody's overlooking the church bombings and burnings that took place in this country just 2 weeks ago. Three churches down south were burnt, historic black churches.
Right.
You know, I mean, gosh. Anyway, it used to be safe. Houses of worship always, no matter what they were, used to be safe. Didn't matter whether you were Jewish, Christian, Muslim, whatever you were, your house of worship was considered safe.
Yeah,
not in today's world.
No, not in today's world, and not in the world of Dynasty from years ago. Don't you remember the
Dynasty?
The conclusion of Dynasty? They were all in the church. Remember that?
People are going to say, a lot of people are going to run around and say, what the hell are they talking about? Dynasty, what are they?
Right. Oh, that was one of the greatest operas, primetime soap operas at night. Yeah. I remember myself, I wouldn't go out. Because back then you didn't have the capability of recording it.
No.
I wouldn't go out to miss an episode of Dynasty. No way. No way. But, I don't know. I don't know where it's all going, but it is very, very sad. I equate that to it. Government and somebody doing something like that to the Statue of Liberty in here in New York City.
Or remember how long it took for Lee Iacocca to form a corporation to revitalize and bring back the Statue of Liberty? People forget it was closed. You couldn't walk in it because it was so
unsafe.
That's
correct, right.
And finally Lee Iacocca got the money raised to do it.
How long did that take? Do you remember, Marshall?
It took about 4 years. They got it done for the bicentennial. So I think it took about 3 or 4 years to do Ellis Island and everything. But for years, you couldn't go in the Statue of Liberty because it was unsafe.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's not safe to continue with this because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So we'll have to speak to you tomorrow, and you'll give us the full details on the possible rainy weekend.
Easter weekend, yes.
All right. See you, Pat.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Piano with the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.